Hey, got a minute? This is Edwina Patterson with a thought for redeeming the time.
As we continue to look at the role confession of sin has in redeeming the time, we need to remember, even though we confess our sins and we are pardoned, there may still be natural consequences of our actions to deal with. If you choose to rob a bank, you can confess your wrongdoing to the Lord and He'll pardon you. At the same time, you'll have to return the money to the bank and you may have to go to jail. Think of David. He was a man after God's own heart. When he sinned, his prime concern was for restored fellowship with the Lord. Do you have that same longing? I'm praying David's prayer in Psalm 51 will be your own prayer.
To receive your free copy of 10 Steps to Redeeming the Time in Your Life, call 800-344-8022.